Yeah, we're supposed to really finish Hilchos Nida, so maybe we'll try to finish up at least Kuf Tzadi Tes and Simin Reish. There's not really that much there. I mean, it's one se'if, so if we have time to go through it, that would be great. If we have time to maybe on Chol HaMoed one day, we'll just get together for 20 minutes or something and go through Simin Reish. But for now, let's go through Simin, the end of Simin Kuf Tzadi Tes. So I think where we left off, you'll correct me if I'm wrong, is Si'if Vav. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Si'if Vav, Chal Lel Tfilasa B'motzai Shabbos V'hu Yom Tov She'ef Shalachuf Oz Tachuf Be'erev Shabbos. If her Lel Tfilas Motzai Shabbos, it's Yantif, and therefore she can't do the Chafifa then, if Motzai Shabbos happens to be Yantif, so then she should do the Chafifa on Erev Shabbos. V'cheinim Chalu Be'ez Yom Tov B'yom Chamishi V'shishi. This week, if you have a 3-day Yantif, V'chal Lel Tvilasa B'lel Shabbos Tachuf B'yom Revi'i B'Shabbos V'tikshar Saras HaKadosh Lo Yisbalbalu. So she does the Chafifa on Wednesday, and then she ties up her hair so that they don't get all knotted up. And the Rama adds, V'gam Tizoher, V'gam Tizoher B'yam Shabbos HaKadosh Lo Yisbalbalu, L'tvila rather mikol tinofes v'shalo yidbak b'shum davar. Meaning, it could be that she's going to have to be very careful for an extended period of time, that she's not going to be allowed to touch sticky things, certain types of foods, feeding her children, that we're going to talk about a little bit later on. And v'im iyef shalo lizar gon she'en la mishi yasa b'mkomosh etzricha ligaben b'shas achila ein lachush. The Rama adds an important ha'ara, and that is that even though we're going to learn all these halachas later on about how she, between the chafif and the tevila, she's not allowed to serve food to her children, she's not allowed to touch food, if there's no one else to serve her children, as is usually the case, a mother is busy in preparing meals for her children and taking care of them, and it's going to be 3 days. Kids can't starve, they can't not eat, it can't just be cereal and milk for 2 days if that's all dad knows how to make, so the kids can't starve for a couple of days. So the Rama says, b'diavad, we're not going to be choshish for all those things, which is an interesting point that maybe we should revisit later when we learn those halachos. However, he says, mikol makom tirchus yadeh kol pam shel tavi l'dei chatzitza. If she is going to be handling food, she should at least wash her hands each time so that she'll avoid chatzitza. And the Shulchan Aruch adds that u'b'shas tevila ta'ein v'tivdo ketiv kol gufo v'saros rosha v'shalo yei davar chotzitz v'tadiach beis astarim b'mayim chamim shulchum v'afilu b'yom tov. That when she goes to the mikvah, she should look over her body and her hair very well, make sure there's no chatzitza. She should rinse out her beis astarim with warm water, even if the even on Yom Tov. V'chein tachzol shinel b'tov b'shas ha'tvila shal yishar peruv lo basav lo etzem. And you want to make sure that there's nothing stuck between your teeth. Now, I think we mentioned this year we have a different situation, a different issue that we're dealing with, and that is women taking a shower after the mikvah. But that's really, we haven't, did we discuss that? We discussed that a little bit. That's not really for this simon. But that's something we were, I don't know if that tshuva has been released yet. We were working on it yesterday, that Rav Shechter was writing about women showering. What if a woman has a Lel Tevil on Friday night? Can she shower after the mikvah on Friday night? So Rav Shechter was only willing to be makil on cold water on Friday night. For a yantif, he was willing to be makil with warm water. But for a doctor or a nurse coming back from a hospital on Friday night, he was willing to be makil to turn on the warm water with a shinoi. In order to shower, because he thought that there was an important chiluk. We were actually arguing about whether we can write this chiluk or whether it sounds insulting, that there's an important chiluk that a doctor or a nurse doesn't really have a choice. They have to be in the hospital and they have to be there when they have to be there. And therefore, if they come back Friday night, it's not like they could have just chosen not to go on Shabbos or they could have just chosen not to go on Friday. Whereas when a woman goes to the mikvah on Friday night, she could have waited another day and just gone Motzai Shabbos, and then she'd be able to bathe with warm water. So we're not going to allow using warm water on Shabbos when it wasn't an absolute hechrich that she had to go to the mikveh on Friday night. So some of the rabbanim weren't sure that we can say that. Here's a woman who's being moser nefesh to go to the mikveh, And a lot of women are very afraid to go to the mikveh, and this woman's being mosir nefesh to do so. And we're going to say that we're going to make a kenasa that you're not allowed to use warm water because you could have just gone Motzai Shabbos. I didn't think it was so difficult to say such a thing, you know. So because she Taka could go Motzai Shabbos, and I'm sure her husband appreciates her mesiras nefesh. But anyway, that's not at all related to this halacha over here. The Mechaber clearly learns that when Rashi says lo efshar, it means that her lel tevilas on Motzai Shabbos, and since it's lo efshar to do chafifa by day, she should do chafifa at night right before the tevila, which is the second best thing to do. So it turns out that if you can't do chafifa biyom on the very day of the tevila, the next best thing, the way the Mechaber understands it, is do chafifa at night. It's only when you can't do either one. So the Mechaber talks about a case, Matzai Shabbos is Yantif. If you can't do chafifa at night, nor can you do it in the day, then you do it a day earlier, like on Erev Shabbos. The Shach in Sif Katan Vav explains that lo efshar doesn't mean that she just can't do it today, but that she couldn't do it for 3 days. Ooh, the Shach has a very different definition of lo efshar. And since there's no earlier option, she'll then do chafifa belayla. So it turns out that the day before, and even 2 days before, according to the Shach, is a better option than nighttime. Meaning, according to the way the Mechaber understands Shitas Rashi, nighttime is the second best option. Daytime is the best option. Nighttime is the second best option. When you can't do either of those, then you move back. Then you go back other days, previous days. Shach understands not that way. That daytime is the best option. The previous day is the second best option. The only time night becomes the best option is when there's going to be a 3 day lag. So the day before, even 2 days before, is a better option than nighttime. Even when it comes to a 3 day yomtiv, Shach writes, she can split the chafifa and do some of it Arab Shabbos and some of it on the Lel Tevila. And that's similar to what the Raman Siftal suggests for a Motzai Shabbos Tevila, which is what the minig is, that if a woman has a Lel Tevila Motzai Shabbos, we recommend doing a Chafifa on Friday, and then go over doing a shorter version of the Chafifa Motzai Shabbos. The Ravid quotes from the She'iltos that if her Lel Tevila is a Lel Shabbos Sha'achar Yom Tov, meaning this week, Friday night, and she has to do her chafifa on Erev Yom Tov, meaning on Wednesday, then she should tie her hair to avoid any chatzitza. And the Ravid says that we see from here, something just popped up on my screen, that we, so says the Ravid, that you see from here that she has to be careful from any dover hachotzitz al gufa. The Ravid then distinguishes between knotty hair, which you won't be able to fix on Shabbos, and other parts of the body. Meaning the Ravid says, oh, wait a second. If the She'iltos tells me that when she's doing Chafifa Nerev Yantiv, she's going to have to tie up her hair and sort of like put it away, you know, cover it, make sure that nothing can happen to it, and in order to be able to go to the mikveh on Friday night. So then, l'chora, the same is true for the rest of her body. She's going to have to be super careful not to touch any dover achotzeitz for the entire yomtiv, because she's going to have to serve two sedarim without touching food, without allowing her body to come in contact with anything. Because why should the hair be different than the rest of the body? And then the Ravid says, no, the hair is different than the rest of the body, because if her hair gets knotty, there's no way to fix that on yomtiv. She's not allowed to comb her hair on yomtiv or on Shabbos. Other parts of the body she could check before the tevila and wipe off whatever gets on any other part of the body. The Rush in Hilchos Mikvos and Siman Lamed Zayin and the Tur and Siman Kuf Tzadik Tes add that the minhag is to refrain from serving a tavshil lebaneha when the chafifa will be erev yomtiv and the tevila will be after yomtiv on Friday night. Right, so that's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes. The minhag that it's appropriate custom, but the Ravid is adding this very important ha'ara that it's not required to make her adin. And that's why the Ramah is makel about this, right? That if she has no choice but to be serving her children, it's not going to ruin anything, because there's a difference between her hair and the rest of her body. Beis Yosef is bothered by this minhag not to feed the children, meaning, what does it mean? She has a minhag for 2 days of Pesach, let's say this week. Don't feed your kids. If you can help it, right? If you have a help in the house or something, you know, there are older children that take care of the younger children. Whatever it is, you have a husband who's actually helpful sometimes, right? You know, you have something like that, right? So now you have a minute not to feed your kids. Oh, and that's going to solve all your problems. Then you won't come into contact with any food for 2 days. That's ridiculous, says the Beis Yosef. Of course you're going to come in contact with food. She's not fasting for 2 days. She's going to be eating herself over the 2 days. What difference does it make if she's feeding her kids or she's eating herself? And furthermore, he says, she could always check her hands on Yom Tov before the Tevilah. And furthermore, she'll need to do Iyun Begufa anyway. So why would she be any different than all women that don't have to be careful about this? Meaning, why is the fact that she did the Chafifa on Erev Yom Tov going to make things worse for her? Any woman who ever goes to the mikveh has to do Iyun Begufa. And this woman needs to do it also. And furthermore, he says, this is going to lead to a big kula, because women will rely on their having refrained from serving food to not do a proper Iyun Begufa. Meaning, if you tell a woman, oh, you better not serve your kids food for 2 days because you do Chafifa Erev Yom Tov, so she's going to think, okay, so now I don't need a Iyun Begufa because I'm so careful not to serve my kids in Erev Yom Tov. So the Beis Yosef explains that the basis for this minhag is that they must hold that Iyun Aguf is not Daraisa, that Iyun Aguf is really part of Takanas Ezra. And therefore, you need to do both the Iyun Haguf and the Chafifa at the same time. So they would have to be at the, they would because they're part of the same takana, they would have to be at the same in the same time frame as each other. But the Beis Yosef, which would mean it would be done on Erev Yom Tov. Oh, then you understand such a minhag that she's not going to be doing Iyun Haguf later, that she'll refrain from touching anything. However, the Beis Yosef still rejects this and says that it's absurd to expect her to avoid giving tavshil to her children. How can you expect a woman not to feed her kids for 2 days? It's better to be careful to be bode kodem tevila than not to feed her kids. And that's why the Rashba and the Ran don't mention this zihirus that's mentioned here in Shulchan Aruch, not to feed her kids for 2 days. Hey, right? You ever hear anyone recommend that a woman going to the mikveh on Friday night, just don't feed your kids for 2 days? So the Beis Yosef furthermore suggests that since women typically do Chafifa and Bedika together, if she does Chafifa early, she's more likely to forget to do Iyun Begufa at the time of the Tevilah. Or if she does Bedika late, she'll come to do the Chafifa then as well. So based on all of this, the Shulchan Aruch and Sivvav does not mention the idea of not feeding the kids. The Mechaber leaves it out because he's very unhappy with it. He doesn't think it's realistic. The Ramah says to be careful about this, and the Ramah says, but emi'ef shalali zaher, because there's no one else to do it, or shetzrich aliga ben b'shas achila, then ein lachush, then you don't have to be choshesh. But tirchus yadeha kol pam hetiv, she should have hygienic practices and wash her hands very well every time she serves a meal. Okay, so that's what the Ramah writes. The Shach and Sifkot Yeralif recommends doing iyun shnei pa'amim, once bizman ha'chafifa and once before the tevila, because the ikar adin is samach l'tevila. But you also want to juxtapose the iyun with the chafifa, right? Mashallah, dover, it's like bitul chametz, right? Why do we do bitul chametz twice? Right, we do bittel b'shas bedika, and then we do bittel again b'shas biur. So what's the purpose of doing bittel chametz twice? Why can't we just do it just one time? So the poskim talk about that the idea of bittel chametz a second time is to juxtapose bittel chametz with something, right? Dafka b'shas biur, because if you don't have it connected to something, it will likely be forgotten. Right, so since it becomes part of the process of something else, so then you're not going to forget it. So you're going to do bir chametz. So when you're doing bir, you do bittel also. So here also says the Shach, to do iyun aguf is something that's not always easy to remember. So you want to juxtapose it with something else. So of course the at the time of the chafifa is the time, and at the time of the tevila, the ikar adin is really at the time of the tevila. But you want to do it with the chafifa as well, in order to strengthen that each one should strengthen the other. She should also avoid dvar machotzim because she might come to rely on that iyun haguf that she did earlier. So long story short, there is this minhag to avoid feeding the children for a couple of days when her Lel Tevilah is on a Friday night of a 3-day Yantif, on a Thursday, Friday Yantif, and her Lel Tevilah is Friday night. Beis Yosef does not like the minhag at all. He thinks that she's going to be eating anyway, and she could just check her hands before Yantif anyhow, and she'll need to do Iyun Haguf anyway. So he doesn't like this at all, and that's why the Mechaber doesn't quote this Zihirus. The Ramah does quote it, but the Ramah says B'diavad, it's certainly not ma'akev. And the basis for this entire minhag is the Rush in Hilchos Mikvaos. That's the Rush in Hilchos Mikvaos. And it's really based on that She'iltos, that if a woman has to do the Chafifa in advance, that she should sort of put her hair away, tie it up, and put it under a hat or something, so that she's not going to have to worry about anything. Good.
Isn't this whole discussion based off of the assumption that the way that people eat is incredibly messy? Meaning that in the times of the Amoraim and the Rishonim, they didn't eat the same way that we did, and so they were, and that's why there are halachot regarding who you eat with or not eat with. Talmud Chacham shouldn't eat with other people. But this lechora, like none of this would actually be a concern b'zman hazeh, because we don't.
I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure that there's no concern that you know there are finger foods and there are certainly the kind of foods that kids eat. I'm not sure. You know, like we do have, you know, those that argue that Mayim Achronim is different nowadays when we eat with forks and knives, and you know, Melech Sodomus as much. But I don't know. I don't have any of my Sfarim here, but I don't know. Someone's putting something in the chat. Wings, okay. Yeah, so...
I was going to say, I think, like, little kids where, like, you actually would encounter, like, more messiness in the eating process versus, like, if your kids are teenagers, it's less likely that you're going to get so dirty when you're preparing for that. But it might just be a low plug anyways.
Right. Gabe.
<It's a Chimabacher.
laughs> Okay. I'm not sure. If you see anything in Poskim, let me know. One of the women didn't do a chafifa. So the Shulchan Aruch in Sivches, b'yemei chol, the kolshken b'yom tov, im chafifa v'ina atzma hayom, v'tavlo belel yom acher, also la tvila b'dieved, Afalpi shelo hayu chafifa b'dikos samuch l'tevila. Aval im lo chafifa klal lo also l'tevila afalpi she'ina ba'atzma b'gufa. If she doesn't do chafifa, even if she really looks at her body and makes sure that there's nothing there, the tevila doesn't work. Va'afilu chafifa miyad achar ha'tevila, and even if she does chafifa right away afterwards, v'sarka b'misrak v'lo matzah shum nima kosher, and she combs her hair and it was smooth, like silk, nothing, there was no resistance, there was not a single knot in her hair. Lo also l'tevila. Vein tzarech lomar, chafifa b'makom ser v'lo ina b'shar gufa shelo also l'tevila shi'in ha'guf u'dvar Torah. So if skipping the chafifa, which is Takanas Ezra, is going to ruin the tevila, says the Mechaber, skipping a iyun begufa, which is a din d'oraisa, will for sure ruin a tevila. The Ravid in Balei Nefesh and Shara Tevila and Simon Beis discusses a chatzitza bebeis hastarin, and he says that the din of chafifas haguf and the rosh is liikuva. Now, even if she doesn't find any chatzitza later, if she never did a chafifa, the tevila is possible, right? That's the Ravid in Balei Nefesh, and that's what the Mechaber is posking, is paskening. On the other hand, a chatzitza bebeis hastarim is only ma'akev if she actually finds a chatzitza in those places. Meaning the beis hastarim, the idea of madicha beis kmatel b'mayim, that she has to wash out the beis hastarim, that's later. That's Rava, that's Medina de Gemara, that's not Mitakarnas Ezra. And if she didn't find the chatzitza, and she just didn't do that part, so then the tevila is going to work, says the Ravid. Now, generally, brushing her teeth and examining the beis hastarim is a good idea, but it's not part of the Takarnas Ezra of chafifa. Shulchan Aruch goes on in Sif Tes, Bamed, Varmamur, Mishar, Kalaguf. Aval beis hastarim kiven shein tzrichim b'bias mayim im lo ina osam kodem l'chein v'achar kach ina osam v'lo matzavim shum davar also la tevila. There you have it explicitly, right? That the beis hastarim, if she skips the madicha beis kmata b'mayim, the tevila will still work. Now, why are we more makel by the beis hastarim than we are? I mean, certainly chatzitza beis hastarim is ma'akev. It's ma'akev the tevila, so just like chatzitza anywhere else on the body. So why are we more makel by chatzitza beis by failure to do chafifa in Beis HaStarim than we are by failure to do chafifa anywhere else? So in the Levush, he writes that the chatzitzos in the Beis HaStarim are more likely to stay. So if it isn't there now, it probably wasn't there at Shas Tevila. The Shach in Kuf Tzadiches, Sivkat Lam Beis, says that that's dachuk. I don't know what's a dachuk, right? The Levush says that what happened? After the tevila, she doesn't find anything. Nothing's there. So if it was a chatzitza that was on the rest of her body, on you know this, the outer surface of her body, so it, just because there's nothing there now, it doesn't mean there was nothing there b'shas tevila. It could have fallen off on her way out of the mikveh when she was ready, partially out of the mikveh. But a chatzitza in a beis hastarim is more likely to stay because it's not as exposed to the atmosphere, so it's not as likely to fall away. So if you don't find it there now, there's a higher likelihood that it was never there, and therefore you never had a chatzitza. So says the Lavush. Comes along the Taz and Sivkat Yud Aleph over here, and he says, no, it's less likely that a chatzitza would show up in the first place in a beis hastarim. That's why you don't have to be concerned. Meaning, how's the chatzitza going to get into the beis hastarim? Right? So it's so an unexpected... Look, we have a lot of chatzitzas in the beis hastarim. Whatever, contact lenses and things like that. But it's less likely that a chatzitza would make its way into a beis hastarim unexpectedly. I don't know. Is that true? Most of our chatzitzas are beis hastarim chatzitzas, right? Something you shouldn't brush your teeth well, or etzem bein shinaha, or stitches from dental work in the mouth, or deodorant, right? That would be chatzitzas beis hastarim, perhaps. Most of our chatzitzas are based on starim chatzitzas. Most of the time, that's what we're dealing with. So Taz is a little bit difficult to understand that. It's less likely that she's going to have chatzitzas based on starim. They quote from Reb Chaim, I think we've mentioned this a few times, in the Sefer HaZikaron of Rabbi Yecheskel Abramsky, they quote from Reb Chaim that the rest of the body is fundamentally different from a beis hastarim in the ikur din tevila. The rest of the body requires a bias mayim, which is part of the definition of the maisa tevila. The beis hastarim has to be ra'ui l'bias mayim, but that's not a din in tevila. That's a tenai that in order for your tevila to be kosher, you need ra'ui l'bias mayim. But that's not part of the maisa tevila itself. So lack of ra'ui l'bias mayim is not a lack of tevila. It's a problem in one of the necessary conditions for the tevila, says Reb Chaim. So it would turn out, consequently, a safek chatzitza on the rest of the body is a suffix in the tevila itself. So you have to be machmir. But a suffix chatzitza in the beis hastarim would never be mevatel the ikr tevila, so we could be mekel. Because it's only a suffix in one of the tanoim, one of the external tanoim to the tevila, not in the tevila itself. That's the shtickle Torah that they say over from Reb Chaim. And that's how he's mechalik. So three possibilities again. You have the levush, that chatzitzas beis hastarim are more likely to stick around, and therefore, if it's not there now, it probably wasn't there before. You have the taz, the chatzitzas beis hastarim are less likely to happen in the first place, and that's why you don't have to worry about it as much. And then you have the Reb Chaim, that it's not a matter of practicality and playing the percentages. It's a matter of the Etzem Adin, that the din of chatzitza on the rest of the guf is fundamental to the Maisa Tevila. The din of chatzitza bebeis hastarim is not fundamental to the Maisa Tevila. Good. So all of this was...
Did Rebbe say that there was someone who said it in the name of Reb Chaim, or was it...
Yeah, I think in the Sefer HaZikaron, Rabbi Yecheskel Abramsky. So I don't think Rabbi Chaim didn't write it, but they said over Torah. So the Talmidim wrote over from Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik. It's not from the Sefer, I don't think. Does he have it in the Sefer? I don't think he has it in the Sefer. So all of this was a failure to do Chafifa, but there was nothing afterwards that she found that would tell her she has a problem. But what if we change the case a little bit? What if after Tevila, she discovers a problem? She finds something after the Tevila. So this is a sugya nida samach vavim beis. Amar Ravin bar Ravada, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Maisa b'shevchaso shel Rebbe, shetavla, v'yolsa, v'nimtzala etzem chotzitz ben shineha. Shevchaso shel Rebbe went to the mikvah, she came out, and she found a bone in between her teeth, v'tzricha Rebbe Tevila acheres. V'yama Rava, Tavla v'yolsa v'nimtzala etzem chotzitz, a woman goes to the mikvah and finds a chatzitza afterwards, im samach l'chafifa tavla, ina tzricha lacha v'litpol, v'im lav tzricha lacha v'litpol. If the chafifa was samach to the tevila, she's not going to have to do another chafifa and tevila. But if the chafifa was not samach to the tevila, she's going to require a new chafifa and tevila. So if she did the chafifa right before the tevila, we can assume that any chatzitza that she found afterwards must have only come after the tevila, because when else could it have come? She did a chafifa, she cleaned her whole body off, and then she went to the mikveh right away. If it was done a few days in advance, so then we have to assume the chatzitza showed up before the tevila. So the Rashba in Taurus Abayis explains, what does samuch mean in this context? You know, the Gemara makes it clear, right? Rava says, if it was samuch to the tevila, the chavivah was samuch to the tevila, don't worry about it. If it was not samuch to the tevila, do worry about it. So says the Rashba, it means it was done during the same ona. During the same ona. However, the Yerayim says that samuch means within 2 or 3 hours. L'chor, it's much more mistaver to say, I don't know necessarily like the Shita, say Yerayim, but like the model that the Yerayim is using. Meaning, he's not, when you use the same ona, that could be any number of hours. It could be anything from 5 minutes to 12 hours. But when you're, you know, so why would that make any sense that it would be the same ona? But when you say 2 or 3 hours, then you're quantifying it at least in some way. But then the Gemara quotes another opinion. The Gemara says, "Ikada Amri, im ba'oso yom shechafafa tavla, ein tzrich halach v'litpal, v'im lav tzrich halach v'litpal." It's not about samuch. It's about whether it was the same day. It doesn't have to be samuch. However you define it, whether you define it as same ona or whether you define it as 2 or 3 hours, as long as it's ba'oso yom, then we can assume that any chatzitza came after the tevila. There is another Gemara in Chulin Dav Yudah. The Gemara in Chulin Dav Yud tells us, Taval v'alav, v'nimtza alav, alav, talking about a man, davar chotzeitz. A guy goes to the mikveh for whatever, he's going to the mikveh for halachic reasons. And he comes out of the mikveh and he finds a davar chotzeitz. So aval pishin esasek posa min kala yom kulo, even though he's been involved with whatever he found on his body, you know, he's been dealing with it. He works in a maple syrup factory, and he found maple syrup on his body afterwards. I just saw maple syrup on my counter this morning. If you're wondering, why would you give that example? It's also very sticky, so it's a good example of a chatzitza. So, lo al solo tevila ad sheyomer bari li shelo haya alai kodem lechein. The tefillah doesn't work unless he's absolutely certain. So this Gemara doesn't make it dependent on time at all. It makes it depend on the person's ability to guarantee, barely, that there's no chatzitz at the time of the tefillah. So the problem is, Tosos points out, you have a stira between Nida Samach Vav and Chulin Dav Yud. What's the gedder of the din over here? Is it a matter of barely, or is it a matter of Samach Chafifa tefillah? So Tosus gives 3 answers to this kasha, and then the Rambam has what seems like a 4th mahalich. Tosus writes, number 1, Hasam bishalo taval samach l'chafifa, v'yavel gavda hasam lo maflig. That the case over there in Chulin, that the tevila didn't work, was that he wasn't tovel close to the chafifa, so you have a separate heter of being able to guarantee that it wasn't there at the time. And the Chidush Rashi gives that answer too, meaning, the Gemara Chul is introducing a second way to be Mekel. The Gemara Nid is telling us you could be Mekel if it's Samuch. Says Gemara Chulin, there's another Kula. If you know for sure, if you can say Bari Li, that's also a good Kula. Okay, either one or the other. It's not a Stira. The Sugis of Shas are giving you different options. Second approach of Tosos, Va'odom Rabbeinu Tam, Da'hidu Chulin Lutaros, Machmarin and Tfei. Da filu tavel samuch lechafifa lo moelis lo tevila v'hacha ayri lebayla. Wow, says Rabbeinu Tam that the sugi nechulin is about taharos, and for taharos we're not going to rely on samuch. You need to have guarantees for taharos. Lebayla, you don't need a guarantee. You just need that it was samuch. So chances are. Vodo meridi hachtu chulin mayri letaros ikalukme b'shalom chafa klal. Kedisi b'sham b'sakum sel perakol shah nidu chafev srekas toveles koineseina chafev srekas. The Gemara in Chulin is, yeah, it's dealing with taros, and that's particularly true if you assume that you don't even need a chafifa for taros. So now you understand very well why we're going to be so much more machmir when it comes to taros, that you better be barili, because if you hold, like the Gemara says in Masechet Pesachim, that you don't even need a chafifa for taros, so of course you're going to have to be more machmir for taros. You can't rely on some chafifa tefillah because there's no chafifa. The only thing left to rely on is barili. So that's answer number 2. Answer number 3 of Tosos, v'shuv pirish Rabbeinu Tam, d'chafifa lo shaycha el b'rosh, v'ach d'chulin ari b'sharo guf d'laka chafifa. Ooh, a difference between the head and the rest of the body. Chafifa is only relevant to the hair on the head, and that's the sugya in Nida Samach Vav, And the Gemara Chulin was discussing a case where the chatzitz was found somewhere else on the body. So for anything that you find on the head afterwards, as long as some chafifa tevila, you're okay. But for anything that you find on the rest of the body, you better be able to guarantee. You have to be able to guarantee that it wasn't there. That's the third approach of Tosos. Comes along the Rambam. Perek Beis Halach Yud Zayin. Taval v'yalla v'nimtza lav davar chotzitz. Afal pishen es asik pa'oso amin kol hayom kulo. Person goes to the mikveh and he finds davar chotzitz afterwards. Paraphrasing the Gemara in Chulin. Right? Even though asik pa'oso amin kol hayom kulo. Lo olso lo tevila at shiyom or bari li shalo haya alai kodem l'chein. He has to, the tevila is not going to work unless he can guarantee it. What about some chafifa tevila? How come the Ram doesn't mention it? So apparently the Rambam has a fourth mahalich over here. The Gemara Nida is not discussing whether she has to go to the mikveh again. Of course, if she found a chatzitza after the tevila and she can't guarantee it, she's going to have to go to the mikveh again. Right? Meaning, the Gemara in Chulin is telling us, does she have to be Tovelis again? If you can't guarantee that it wasn't there, if you can't say Barili, no cheshbonos of Samuch, not Samuch, doesn't matter. You're going to have to go to the mikveh again. The sugya nida about whether it was Samuch or not is whether she has to do a chafifa again before she goes to the mikveh. That's where the Gemara says, if her tevila was initially Samuch chafifa, she could be Tovel again without a new chafifa. And that's why the Rambam in Halacha Chav Gimel, Perek Beis Halacha Chav Gimel, goes on to say, Mi shetavel v'yala, v'nimtza lav davar chotzeitz, af al pishe nesasik bosa min kol yom kulo, harei hu bituma so, at shi yomar yodeni bevadei shelo haya ze alai kodem atvila, hol v'huch sak tame, hem et tame al tuma so, at sheteda bevadei shetar. And Beis Yosef explains that the Rambam understood that the Gemara in Chulin is about not having to go to the mikveh a second time. The Gemara in Nida was about whether a new chafifa is required. So how do we paskin? So Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yud, chafa v'ina v'tavla. A woman did a chafifa, iyun beguf, went to the mikveh, uba'ali yasa nimtza le'adavar chotzeitz. And when she came out, she found the chatzitza. Im betoch Ona shechafefa tavla, ein natzricha tevila acheres. Clearly not like the Rambam. Right? The Rambam says you always need a tevila acheres. The whole shaila is whether you need a chafifa acheres. Right? Shulchan Aruch says, no. At first day at least. Shulchan Aruch says, if betoch the ona that she was chofef, she was tavela, she doesn't need a tevila acheres. Vimlav tzricha tevila acheres. Says the Rama, Aval Pishaisa Chafifa Samach Latvila. Kigon Shechafa Biyom Samach Lera Vital Bichisalaylo Vayibishte Onos. That it all depends on Onos, it doesn't depend on time. Right? That was the two deos that we saw. Yireim thought it depends on time. Rama makes a point of saying that no, it doesn't. But then the Mechaber says, Ula Harambam Bein Kach Ubein Kach Tzricha Tvila Acheres. Ela Shazu Eina Tzricha Lachzer Vlachov Vizu Tzricha. So Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rashba, right? That it depends on the same ona. And the Rama adds that even if they're very close in time to each other, but in two different onos, she's going to need a new tevila because that doesn't qualify as samuch. So the Shach in Sifkat Yudalit points out that many are machmir to only allow the first tevila if the initial chafifa was both in the same ona as the tevila and also samuch the tevila. I mean, the Shach says, you know, some are machmir like the Irayim. They have to be careful that it also be samuch. It also be samuch l'tvila. Shach and Sivkan Tezvav quotes a Ran in Masech HaShavuos in Hilchas Nida that even though the mikvah lady checked her body right before the tvila, it's not going to solve the problem of chatzitzos that she found later. That only chafifa, which is more active, can solve that problem. Chafifa is not just iyun, it's an activity. It's something that she's doing. However, the Shirei Tara disagrees and says, as long as there was an iyun samach l'tevila, you don't need chafifa dafka. As long as someone checked, there were no chatzitzas there, samach l'tevila, then a woman won't need a new tevila if she finds a chatzitza afterwards. That's what we pass in Halacha, that if a woman goes to the mikveh nowadays and she finds a chatzitza afterwards, unless we have reason to believe that it could not have come from afterwards, like she finds nail polish on one of her nails, and she didn't do her nails after the mikveh, right, so that's a shaila. But if she finds something that could have easily come after the tevila, so then we're mekel, right? Because we assume that the mikvah lady didn't iyun aguf, and that the woman doesn't iyun aguf right before the tevila. So we rely on that iyun aguf. That's mamish samach. That's tevila. We don't need her to guarantee. We don't need her to guarantee burily that it wasn't there, like the Shita Sarambam. Then the Mechaber quotes Shita Sarambam. But even the Mechaber sounds like Stam, like the Dei Rishona. He just said, because it's the Rambam, he has to quote Shita Sarambam as well. The Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yud Aleph. Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yud Aleph. So says the, 1 second. Oh, by the way, the Rashba also quotes, the Rashba writes in Taras Habayis that v'yesh min ha'gedolim shahoru af bazeh lahach merat shetomer bari li shalohay alai b'shas tevila. So what's he talking about? He's talking about the Rambam, that the Rambam, you know, that there is a shitas Rambam that holds that you always need bari li. So says Shulchan Aruch, b'med dvar mamurim k'shalo nesaska bo sa'amin achar tevila. That if she was osik in maple syrup after she went to the mikveh and she found some maple syrup on her body, then you could rely on the chafifa that she did before. However, if she never did a chafifa, even though she was osik in maple syrup afterwards and she finds maple syrup on her body, then you're going to have to be machmir. Why are you going to have to be machmir? Well, it's pashas, like we said before. If you don't do chafifa anyway, you have to be machmir. If a woman skips chafifa, she's going to have to do another tevila anyway. Says Shulchan Aruch Sif Yud Beis, Bamed dvar mamurim b'shar kal aguf. Aval beis hastarim im lo ina osam kodem tevila v'achar tevila gamkin lo ina ad shen saska b'dover achotzeitz. So again, the same svara, that when it comes to the Beis Hastarim, since Medicha Beis Kamata B'mayim is only Medina de Gemara, it's not Medin Takana Sezra, if she's Osik Bo Samin afterwards, and she never did the Iyun Aguf, but she finds something in her Beis Hastarim, so then we could be Mekel. Good. The last topic to discuss is activities to avoid between chafifa and tevila. The Gemara Nida Samach Zayin Amar Aleph tells us, Amrav Gidol Amarav, Nasna Tavshi Lebnav V'Tavla. Right, this is what we were discussing before that Rama spoke about before. A woman serves food to her children, and then she's tevelas. Lo Olsala Tevila, says the Gemara. Lo Olsala Tevila. Avagav Dahash Aleka Emer Beridyoni Nafal. Now we assume that it fell off her body when she came out of the mikveh, even though right now she doesn't see any of it on her body. So there seems to be a machlokes rishonim how to understand this gemara exactly. The tur and the rashba really both understand that it's only a concern if she was serving sticky types of foods, the kinds of, you know, maple syrup. The rashba writes that tevila doesn't work unless ina benafsha la'achar nesina satavshil or la'achar esek advar machotzitzim. She has to have checked afterwards. Even though I chatzitza b'mir aguf is only midrabanan and the whole thing over here is a suffix, shouldn't we say suffix rabanan l'hakel? Says Rash, but no, because when you deal with sticky things, it's a vaday that some of it is going to end up on you. So if she didn't check and she dealt with sticky things and she fed her kids, pancakes with maple syrup, so then the tevila is not going to be good. The Rambam in Mikvot's Perek Beis Halacha Yutes seems to disagree. He says that if a nida serves food to her children and then goes to the mikvah, lo olsala tevila mipnei hashamnunis sha'al yodeha. But then in Halacha Chav Beis he writes, bamed varmamurim le'inyan taros avlatira lebaila harezu muteres. Ooh, so that's a big difference. Ram says, yeah, there is a din in the Gemara that if she served sticky foods to her children, then she's got a problem, right? Says the Rambam, she's got a problem for taros, but lebayla, you don't have to worry about it. So that shouldn't make it into the Shulchan Aruch, according to the Rambam. However, the Beis Yosef points out that the Rambam understood the Gemara to be talking about a tavshil that's eno nidbak legamri, a tavshil that's not entirely sticky. But a stam tavshil has some shamnunis, so as a chumra letaros, we're going to be choshesh even for a stam tavshil that has some level of shamnunis. But if you're dealing with a tavshil that's really something that's very sticky, so then that creates a genuine chatzitza midaraisa problem, then it would be chatzitza af lebaila. So it would turn out, if the Beis Yosef is correct, there is no machlokas Rambam and the Rashba. Right? Meaning, what do we say? That here you have a beferish of the Gemara. The Gemara says that if a woman served food to her children, then she's going to have to lowel salat tevila. The whole thing is no good. Because we have to assume that some of it's stuck, and even if she can't find it now, it just fell off afterwards. Right? That's the assumption. So says the Rashba, only sticky foods. Says the Rambam, this is only the taros. So it sounds like a machlokas, but comes along the Beis Yosef, he says, no, when the Rambam says only the taros, he means if it's not such sticky foods. But when it's sticky foods, the Rambam is also going to agree that it's labaila as well. Then the Rashba further writes, Hadam Rav Gidol Rav Nosna Tavshil B'na Lo'al Salat Tevila Mistavra Davka B'Shalo Nisaska Ba'oso Min La'achar Shatovla Hanisaska Tola. Whoa! If she served maple syrup with pancakes to her children before the tevila, and then some of her older kids came home later from school or whatever, and she served it to the children again after the tevila, even though it was a very sticky food, you could be somech on the after the tevila. Why? Deraglayim ledaver hol v'haisa lebdika kodem shetavla v'ochen saskabos minlachar tevila. Because what did the meaning? She checked her body before she went to the mikvah, probably, and she was dealing with maple syrup afterwards. So you could be makel. So comes along the Sidrei Tara and he says, "Udvar v'tumun ma'od." That is totally incorrect. The fact that she was nisasik bosom and afterwards is going to help her. V'loye shalom nimsa klala filu achit shvicha tevila. Meaning, he says, think about it. Let's say a woman didn't find any maple syrup on her body after the tevila. What's the halacha? She serves maple syrup for lunch to her children. She goes to the mikvah, comes out, and doesn't find anything on her body. We're machmir. Right? That's the din of the Gemara. That's the case of the Gemara. Aval gav da hashtaleka. Eber b'diyuni nafa. So you're going to tell me, but if she found some on her body and she was osek with it after the tevila also, so you could be makel? Why? What's the svara? Why are you makel? The only svara, says the Shira Tara, to be makel is that whatever she found might have come from what she had after the tevila. Fine. Whatever she found might have come from what she had after the tevila. So pretend you didn't find it. Pretend it was never there. You never saw it. You know what the halach is if you never saw it? We're machmir. So he says, this Rashba is totally off base. That's the Shiurei Tara's kasha on the Rashba, and therefore the Shiurei Tara suggests that it's a tos sofe. And this qualification of Nisaska Bosomin really goes on the other comment in the Gemara of Amar Rav, of Tavla V'Yalsa, right, in Nimsa Le'adavar Achotzitz. But this is not going on the case where she was feeding her children beforehand. Now, it bears mentioning that there is another girsa in the Gemara that's brought by Tosfos in the name of Rabbeinu Chananel. And the other girsa says, Mafshelas es bina v'toveles lo al sola tevila. That if a woman holds her child and goes to the mikvah, the tevila doesn't work. Now, what on earth does that mean? Holds her child in the mikvah? Or holds her child and then jumps in the mikvah afterwards? So the Tosfos explains that she carries her child on her back while not clothed, and then she goes to the mikvah. Not at the same time. She carries the child in the back, then afterwards goes to the mikvah. And it doesn't work because we're worried that the kid had some dirt and got some dirt on her back, or he was holding something sticky, he had his Play-Doh or whatever, and he stuck it on her back and she didn't find it. So Tosa says, Lav dafka shev shilas b'na b'shas tevila mamish, Lav yilu kodem tevila b'samuch. It didn't have to be mamish at the time of the tevila meant, a few minutes before. So Tosa Rush asks that seems to be a chumri yaseva, because even if vaday nidbaktit otsova, even if she definitely had something on her, the Mishnah Mikvos Perktes Mishnah Beis says that we're not choshish lechatzitza if it's not dry. So he therefore explains that the problem is only if she's tovelas while her child is on her back. I don't think most mikvahs would let you in like that. You know, ma'am, I'm sorry, you cannot bring your child in the water with you to the mikvah. But it says it's also Rush. That's the gears over here of Rabbi Nachman, that she's going to the mikvah while the child is on her back. So Kes Mishnah understands Shitas Rambam that even though the din of Machilas Bina is only the Taros, this din of Mafshelas Bina, this alternate girsa, is even the Baila. And the reason for the Chilik is, and this is important because the Mishnah points out, the reason for the Chilik is, why would we be more Machmir about Mafshelas Bina than we would be about feeding her children? Because when she serves food, she's aware that there's a high likelihood of Chatzitza. She's got maple syrup dripping all over the place. She knows she better wash off afterwards. But she gave a piggyback ride to her kid. She didn't think that's going to create any problem, and therefore she's not going to be on guard for it. So whereas being machlas bina is only a chumra lataros, because the woman knows to be careful, mafshelas bina, she doesn't think of the possibility of chatzitza, so we're going to be machmir af lebaila. So Beis Yosef wonders, though, the Torah doesn't even mention this din of mafshelas bina. It's an alternate case in the Gemara mentioned by Rabbi Nachmanel. We shown him all shtel to do it. So why doesn't the Torah bring it? So you can't say it's because he thinks it's only lataros, because the Torah assumes that all these dinim apply even labaila, meaning not like the Rambam. The Rambam's the only one that introduced this idea of lataros, and even then the Kesef Mishnah says, oh, but this din is even labaila. But the Torah doesn't assume like the Shittas Rambam, so you can't say it's only lataros. So Beis Yosef wonders, why in the world did the Torah not bring this din? So if you understand like the Tos HaRash, right, what did the Tos HaRash say? What's this din of Mashalas Bina? That she actually jumps in the mikvah with her child on her. So then it's no problem why the Torah didn't bring this din, because it already appears in Simu Kof Tzadichas, that Lo Tochos B'Chaver To B'Yadah B'Shas Tevila L'Vishen Amayim Bam Mach Machiz Yadah. No one's allowed to hold on to your hand, your arm, at the time of the Tevila, because then the water's not going to get in. So that applies to a child also. You don't have to say, and not an adult, and not a child, and not a man, not a woman, not a tall person, not a short person, not a fat person, not a skinny person, and it doesn't make a difference, right? Who cares what kind of person it is? So you understand very well why the Torah is not going to mention something like that, if you assume like Tos HaRash. But the Bach points out, and this is where it sort of sneaks its way into the halacha, that since this din is not brought by the poskim, he says we're not choshesh for it. From the din of Nasna Tavshil Bna, says the Bach further, the implication is that we're only choshesh in such a case, where Nasna Tavshil Bna. Right? For the fact that the Torah does not quote this din of Mafshil Bna La'achareha must be that it's not La'alacha, and yet he still recommends to be Machmir not to carry her child Aruma before she goes to the mikvah. And the Shach brings this Bach. So in Lechem V'Simli, he's just very bothered by this Bach that the Shach quotes. Again, what did the Bach say? The din isn't brought by any of the poskim, so it's not Me'ikra din. Plus, I could be Medayik from the other din that this isn't true, because the Shulchan Aruch only quotes a din about feeding her children. If this was true, she's not even allowed to carry her child. It should have mentioned it. Says the Lechem V'Simli, neither of those ha'aros are valid. The ha'ara that it's not brought by the poskim, he says, I don't know who you wanted to bring it, but I'll tell you who does bring it. The Pahag, the Rambam, the Ravid, the Rush, Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Those are like all the major poskim. And it's not all. It's not the Rashba, and it's not... Okay, but it's most of the major poskim. It's not the Torah, it's not the Rashba. And his other taina, that we're only machmir when she serves food, that's not a taina, because remember what the Kesef Mishnah said? That the Rambam is going to say that the din of serving food is only lataros and not labaila. But the din of mafshil bina is even labaila. We're more machmir by mafshil bina. So don't be medayek that if we're quoting the din about serving food, that it must be the other din is not true. It's a kal v'chomer, serving food she knows to think about. Kal v'chomer, something she wouldn't be olal daita. So that's the taina of the Lechem V'Simli. How does this play out in Shulchan Aruch? Sif Yud Gimel, Chafif HaKodem Tevila, Ubein Chafif HaLetevila Nesaska B'dvarim HaChotzitzin, Oshe Nasan L'bena Tavshil HaRoy Lidabek Ba, some sort of sticky food, Lo olsala tevila, afilu imbatka miyad achar tevila v'lo mlatza ala shum dover chotzitz. Tevila is going to be invalid. Shani omer ba'aliyasa me'amayim nafal mimena, utzricha tevila acheres. the shach sivkat and chav, even if she didn't serve food, but she picked up her child who was holding a lollipop, al yodeha aruma, which probably means even if she wasn't naked, but her arm was exposed and she was holding the kid, then it would also be lo salat tevila unless she checked herself again. And says the Rama, there's one way to solve all of this, and not to have to worry about any of this. Miu im batka atzma kodem tevila v'ra'asa shalo nidbat ba shum davar ein sarach tevila acheres. That if she just checks right before she goes to the mikveh, that's what we do. And then he adds another important kula. Aval muteris lilbosh begadeha ben chafifa l'tevila v'lo tikach tinok etzla. Meaning one might think the chafifa must be done at the mikveh, and then right from the chafifa go straight into the mikveh without getting dressed in between. He says, that doesn't have to be that way. You're allowed to get dressed in between. We're not choshesh. We don't find anywhere that clothing is a chashash chatzitza. A thread might come off of the clothing. It's okay. Might. But it's not the same as maple syrup. Right? So that's what the shach writes. Okay, so we're going to stop there. That is the end. That's all I got on Kuf Tzadites. Maybe sometime over Chol Hamoed, or maybe even tomorrow, you guys let me know if you want to maybe just get together for 15, 20 minutes and go through Simin Reish. I mean, there's a long shach. I didn't even look. There's a long shach and taz, maybe, but it probably shouldn't take that long. Just to go through something in Simin Reish. Jed will be in touch with you, I guess, and let you know. All right. Hope everyone enjoys. It's nice to have a few children with us today. Baruch Hashem, it's good to see some young blood in the shir. All right, everybody.
Maybe is there a plan for Chazara plan / when we're starting Avelis?
That is a great question. No, anyone have any good ideas? The plan all along was that Chazara would be these last 2 weeks because we finished 2 weeks ago. And that we're starting Avelis right after Pesach, but I don't know, that hasn't worked out exactly as planned. So maybe Jed will canvass the chevra and see what people think. Okay. All right, shkoyach guys. Thank you for coming. I really needed this. Okay. Take care. Have a good day.
Thank you.